You're listening to ABC News Radio.
Sarah Dingle here with you this afternoon on ABC News Radio. Coming up, COP28, progress was made on transitioning away from fossil fuels, but the overall report card is mixed. Allegations of a political cover-up of Brittany Higgins' rape allegation. We will get the latest from our reporter who has been sitting in the courtroom. And financial markets boom amidst predictions that global interest rates might have peaked. Well, first to those climate talks wrapping up in Dubai. The special advisor to the UN Secretary General on Climate Change says there are still major gaps in the agreement to transition away from coal, oil and gas, which was reached at COP28. The two-week COP28 climate summit has come to an end, with nearly 200 countries agreeing to move away from planet-warming fossil fuels. The declaration does not call for an outright phasing out of fossil fuels, as many had hoped, after significant pushback from the world's major oil exporters. Tim Buckley is the director of the Australia-based independent public interest think tank, Climate Energy Finance. He joins me now from Sydney. Tim Buckley, welcome. What do you think of the language we are left with in this deal, transitioning away from fossil fuels?
Good afternoon, Sarah. Yes, I think you've summarised it well. It is, it's a good step forward. It's nowhere near aligned with the climate science or the nature of the massive climate crisis the world is facing, but we are moving in the right direction. And I really applaud the tripling of renewables this decade target and the doubling of energy efficiency. That is a massive step change in aspiration globally. It's in alignment with the science. It's really going to massively change the financial landscape in Australia and globally. And it's also great to hear fossil fuels named and shamed for the first time ever, and for renewables to be recognised for the first time ever in this COP28. So whilst nowhere near enough, it was, I think, a net positive, and it certainly flags the clear direction of travel and the inevitability of the response that we need to see collectively.
So are there definite milestones, commitments, timelines attached to this we're going to transition away from fossil fuels deal that nations have signed up to?
Well, it's a COP, and you've got, what is it, almost 200 countries. You're never going to get consensus and uniformity of agreement, so there are plenty of weasel words in there. There's certainly of aspirations and pledges and targets. They're not legally binding, so the honest legal answer is no, but there is certainly commitments and pledges that they will submit. Countries will all now go away and submit their pledges, their upgraded pledges. They've committed to pledging in line with a 1.5 degree pathway. That's what the climate science dictates we have to work towards. And then we need to see those new commitments submitted, but they'll be submitted ahead of COP30. So there's still further delay, which means in the absence of uniformity of purpose, you're going to have inadequate responses as yet. But to me, finance, I've worked in finance for 35 years, it's all about the direction of travel. And clearly the direction of travel is very, very overt. And it's now just a matter of the speed of delivery.
I understand you're banking the wins from this one, but there was some anger over this deal. The Alliance of Small Island States says it was struck while they weren't even in the room. Is this deal enough to save their countries?
No, not at all. And that's where, I mean, it's great that Minister Bowen has pledged $100 million of funding to help transition our neighbours and help them. It's nowhere near enough. $50 million contribution from Australia to the Global Climate Fund is, like, that's about 1 minute of what the fossil fuel industry makes in Australia. They, on my estimates, made $150 billion of gross profits from exporting fossil fuels from Australia. We're the third largest exporter of fossil fuels in the world. Minister Bowen acknowledged that, which was great. He certainly spoke with vigour, and I certainly applaud his enthusiasm and his stepping up to the plate. But it's a lot different to follow the money. $50 million contribution is peanuts compared to the $150 billion of gross profit Australian, well, multinationals made from exporting Australian fossil fuels. We should be one of the biggest contributors to that fund, and we should be making the fossil fuel industry pay a fair share. And I mean, it was depressing to watch Jim Chalmers' MAIFO presentation yesterday, where the petroleum rent resources tax, the contribution that the multinationals are contributing to our country at the federal level, was downgraded 27% from just 6 months ago. So rather than stepping up the PRRT contribution to paying even remotely a fair share, instead it got downgraded from $2.75 billion to $2 billion this fiscal year. So the multinationals are getting away with keeping 90, 95, 99% of the profits in their tax havens. We need to hold them to account. We need the Albanese government to step up and really hold them to account for the massive damage they're inflicting on everyone.
I'm going to bring you back to Dubai. Sorry, Tim, to interrupt. I know we don't have much time left with you, and I do want to ask you about this pledge to triple renewables by 2030. What does that mean?
It is a game changer. It means 11,000 gigawatts of renewables globally by 2030, and it is aspirational, but it is watching China. Like, China is at the moment installing 20 gigawatts of wind and solar every month this year. They've more than doubled their install rate this year relative to last year. China's the biggest player in the world by a factor of five relative to the Americans, so they're showing it can be done. And certainly Minister Bowen's 82% renewables requires us to treble our renewable contribution by 2030. So that's the target the world needs to really shift the dial. So that's what would save our Pacific Island neighbour states.
Tim Buckley, thank you for joining me.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sarah.
Tim Buckley is director of Australia-based independent public interest think tank Climate Energy Finance. To the defamation trial brought by Bruce Lemon now, former Network 10 journalist Lisa Wilkinson has denied that she put her pride and ego ahead of a fair trial for Mr. Lemon. Mr. Lemon is suing both Ms. Wilkinson and Network 10 for